At Tradewind Elementary, we have a lot of families who are struggling to provide food and shelter for their kids. When I heard of Snack Pack for Kids, I realized what a great resource and help this would be for kids who go home on the weekends with very little food to eat. I can remember one child in particular who really struggled with coming to school ready to learn on Monday mornings. Each Monday, he'd be very irritable, disruptive in class, and often would end up in the office. One Monday, when he was in the office eating his lunch, we observed him eating an apple. He ate it ravenously, core and all. That's when we knew we needed to look into Snack Pack for Kids. I met with Mr. Howell, and he generously gave me some bags to send home with a few of our children on the weekends. The next Monday, after the first bag was sent, I went into the classroom to check on him. He was sitting quietly and was on task. I sat down in a chair to visit with his teacher, and he came up to me, laid his head on my shoulder, and softly whispered, "I'm having a good day." It's now been 3 Mondays since we sent him home with his first snack pack, and he's continued to have good days. We've realized what a difference having food on the weekend can do for a child. It not only provides them with nutrition, but also provides them with security, emotional stability, and gives the student the ability to focus and learn.
Dear Snack Pack for Kids, thank you for providing Snack Pack for Kids. You gave me food when my family did not have food. Snack Packs helped me a lot because my family doesn't have much food, so it's really hard, and even harder on the weekends. I'm really glad that I have Snack Packs. Before I started getting them, I starved because sometimes our refrigerator and cabinets would be completely empty. Now that I have Snack Packs, me and my 2 little sisters can put our food together and make dinner. My family is very thankful. We don't have to worry about breakfast, lunch, or dinner because you guys put it in a pack just for us. I wish I could say thank you 1,000 times. You have helped us when we needed you. I wish I could do the same for you. I thank you and the donors that help.
What is hunger? Someone who is hungry does not have any food to eat. The refrigerator is just as empty as your stomach. I know this because I was once hungry. I had no food but my school meals. There were some nights without dinner and long weekends of growling stomachs. My dad was working but was suddenly laid off. My house had to make drastic changes because he made a large chunk of our income. I can recall the first night my parents sent me to bed with no dinner. I was only 6 years old. The following weekend, we only had 2 meals that were small in size. My dad looked for work every day, and after several months of little food, he received unemployment. Not long after that, he found a job at a refinery where he's still employed today. The experience has made me more understanding to other people who are having a hard time in life. Whenever my church goes on missions to take food to people, I love to go. I want to change someone's life who is just like mine in the best way.
What does hunger look like? To me, by personal experience, I've had to go a couple of days without eating. Also, my family. Other times we just eat a sandwich and maybe a pork chop. Real hunger feels like having your insides crushed altogether. Also, my friends don't have much food either. A couple of weeks ago, I saw one of my neighbors, who was only 9 years old, digging through the dumpster for scraps.